Chapter 21. High Art. One day, Robert invites Alina to the Museum of Modern Art. A new exhibition opens there. Alina likes art very much. She agrees to go to the museum, but she says that she does not understand modern art at all. She considers it too strange. At the exhibition, they see a lot of interesting things. Alina stops near a picture made of plastic forks. She stares at the picture attentively. It looks like a mountain landscape. No, it's not my cup of tea, Alina says. Modern artists are too incomprehensible, especially when they make their pictures out of such strange things. Look at this picture here. Is it beautiful? Alina asks. She doesn't like the picture. Robert doesn't understand this art either. But he likes Alina, and he really wants to impress and surprise her with his knowledge. Robert makes a serious face. You see, Robert says, the outward appearance of this picture isn't so beautiful, but you have to see its inner beauty. What? Alina asks in surprise. It's inner beauty, Robert repeats. Some mountains are shown in this picture. After all, mountains stand for millions of years. They are a symbol of eternity, Robert explains. But they throw out a plastic fork quickly. It's a symbol of frailness. There is a very deep meaning in this contrast. Robert invents all this on the go. It seems to him that it sounds convincing. Alina looks at Robert in embarrassment. Then she looks at the picture and sighs. Let's move on, Alina offers. They go further and see a lot of other strange things. In one room, they see a huge metal candy as tall as the ceiling and a sculpture made of old shoes. In another room, there are human figures made out of clothes with red wadding inside. And Robert tells Alina something smart about each thing. Sometimes these works of art are very similar to ordinary garbage, Alina says. They go to the next room and see there a mirror in front of which there is a bucket full of dirty water. Well, this is too much, Alina says. There is definitely no meaning in it. Oh, no, Robert says thoughtfully. There is a very deep meaning in it. It is obvious that this artist is a very smart man.
Is he?
Alina is surprised.
Sure, Robert replies.
You know, in a mirror you can see your face, and you can look into this dirty water and see your face too. The artist wants to say that every soul has a dark side, and we must look at it too. This is a very important thought. I think it is the best and the wisest work of art at the whole exhibition, Robert says.
You're so smart, Alina says and takes him by the hand. She admires Robert.
At this point, a woman in a cleaner's uniform with a mop in her hand enters the room. She approaches the bucket and turns to Alina and Robert.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I've forgotten to take it away,
the woman says to them. She takes the bucket and carries it out of the room.
What did you say?
Alina laughs.
The best work at the exhibition.
Robert is silent with confusion, but Alina is still very impressed by his intellect.